Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Talking with Heroes talk show program. I am Bob Calvert. I am the founder of Talking with Heroes, and I'm the host for tonight's program. And if you're listening for the very first time, you can find out more about our 9-plus-year history, including our 5 trips to Iraq and 3 to Afghanistan from 2006 to 2011, at talkingwithheroes.com/about. And also our news site, thankyouforyourservice.us, plus an online audio and video channel at ameristreamlive.com/talkingwithheroes. For almost a year now, we have been talking on the air, now with about 50 members of the R4 Alliance. It's an alliance, fast-growing alliance of military support groups, www.4alliance.org. If you missed any of these programs with these amazing military support group organizations, many led by veterans, talking about many different ways of having recreational therapy available to our veterans, our military, and families, go to our news site if you missed any of them. Thankyouforyourservice.us. On the left column, go to the article that said listen to details about 45 R4 Alliance members, partners, veterans, families, and programs. Tonight we have a special program that's going to be some of the R4 Alliance leaders talking about the launch of the Patriots Parade Initiative to honor and benefit U.S. military members, establishing the world's longest virtual military tribute history book. And I believe we have one of the callers. We have 3 or 4 people calling in today. I believe we have one of our guests on tonight, a staff person of R4 Alliance, Vicki Hansen-Williams. Vicki, are you there? Hello? Who's on the line, please? Is that Eva?
Oh, it's Eva.
Oh, great. Hi, Eva. I'm going to email Bert and Vicki. They had a problem calling in and tell them to call in. So, but why don't you introduce yourself, Eva Stimson, and just tell people a little bit about yourself and about the Patriot Parade Initiative and R4 Alliance.
Perfect. Be happy to do that. I am the project manager for one of the most exciting projects that the R4 Alliance has launched to honor all military members in the United States, whether they have seen active duty or not. We have created an online website, which is a digital forum for any military member to register, sign up, tell your story, whether it's a story about yourself or a comrade or one of your friends or family members. We are encouraging parents, aunts, uncles, anybody who's had military service members in their family background dating back to the American Revolution. And what's so exciting about what we're doing is we are actually creating the largest online virtual military history of the United States dating back, as I said, to the Revolution. So you can log on to our website and create a tribute to anyone who has served in the U.S. military dating back to the Revolution and post a tribute to somebody who has given their time and service to the U.S. military dating back to the Revolution. And you can actually post a tribute under an era that an individual has served. In other words, we have multiple eras in which the U.S. has engaged in military actions throughout the founding of the country. So for a limited amount of time, we are offering the ability to post a tribute for free during the next 30 days or so, where you can tell your story or a story of a loved one or a friend, and what's exciting about this is the entire website is devoted toward raising funds ultimately to help rehabilitate veterans and military members who are suffering from PTSD and TBI, which is the mission of the R4 Alliance. And this is a project of the R4 Alliance. But if you log on to patriotsparade.org, you can simply register to create a tribute, as I said, for free for the next 30 days or so. And we'd love to hear your story, whether it's yourself or a family member or a friend. And we will post it there and pay tribute to all of those who have served.
Well, Eva, I appreciate you sharing all that. Now, you were also going to talk about the call to action. Are you going to do more of that a little later? Let me put Bert on real quick.
Yeah.
Okay, great. I think Bert's on with us, and his dad, retired 20-year veteran, Lieutenant Colonel Paul Gillette. Bert, are you there? Maybe that's Vicky. Vicky, are you on the line?
Get in.
Oh, okay, great.
Hi, Bob.
Okay. Hi, Bert. Yeah, we're okay.
Hi.
So you're on the air. We're on the air live. Lieutenant Colonel Gillette, you're on the air too, right?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, we had
okay.
a little technical difficulty, so I got through, and then I just patched my dad in. So I think we can
okay,
pick up
great.
Where we were pointing there.
Yeah, Vicky's already shared a little bit about the Patriot Parade contest, the overview, and she's going to come back on a little later and talk about the call to action. But, Bert, if you could tell people a little bit about yourself and briefly tell about the tribute that you and your family did for your dad, and then I want to hear more from your dad, too. But go ahead, Bert.
Sure. Well, I think most folks that are listening probably know that I'm the director of programs and outreach for R4 Alliance, and we've been working on this concept for quite a while. And early on, it was important to me to use this as a platform to pay tribute to my dad and give my family an opportunity to honor his military service, which he can fill you in on a little bit here, and then I'll tell you kind of how we went about it and what all we did.
Okay, great. Lieutenant Colonel Gillette, thank you for your service to our country. If you could tell us a little bit about yourself, maybe start with your service, and then talk about the tribute and what it meant to you.
Okay, Bob, thank you for your thank you. It was always my honor and privilege to serve. I was commissioned into the Army after college in August of 1974 and served until September of 1994. I first went to flight school in October of 1975, and upon graduation in July of 76, I stayed at Fort Rucker, Alabama, in a medical evacuation unit called Flatiron. The reason it was called Flatiron, in the old days when people cooked on wood stoves, they kept the iron on the stove because it was hot and ready to use to do its job. And as the medical evacuation unit for Fort Rucker, for the hospital, for the aviation school, we were always hot and ready to go. Pretty simple concept there. At that time, I was introduced to a program the Army developed called MAST, or Military Assistance to Safety and Traffic. And that's where we were able to provide support post-Vietnam, support to the civil sector, for roadside pickups, hospital transfers of critically ill patients, and things of that nature. It was quite a good program. I really transferred a lot of premature babies all over southern Alabama and into the Florida Panhandle. And an interesting note on transferring premature babies when they were in the isolette in the aircraft, the vibration actually of the aircraft stimulated the premature babies. And frequently when we got them to a more advanced hospital to handle their situation, they had improved in their breathing support and things of that nature. So that was pretty interesting. I further, later on, was stationed at Fort Carson, Colorado, where I was the flight operations officer of the 247th Medical Detachment. And I was the director of MAS in that position, and we provided support for Colorado Springs and that area, the Air Force Academy, Peterson Air Force Base, and that entire area. Interesting side note on that, because we were providing MAS and the medical unit out there, we got a request from Make-A-Wish Foundation to fly a little boy who had a bad blood cancer, and we were able to take him out flying and fulfill his wish. He's about 8-9 years old, and fly him over the Rockies and over Colorado Springs. And at the end of the flight, I gave that little boy my cap that had my rank and my pilot's wings on it. And a few weeks later, we got a thank you letter from his mom, and I guess the boy wouldn't take it off his head, and he slept with the hat. So it was really a neat side note to be able to be that fulfilling. Later on in my career, after the Army sent me to graduate school for aviation safety, I went down to St. Louis and worked at the Aviation Systems Command. And that is the command in the Army that was providing all the logistical support for aviation in the Army, as well as procurement for the aircraft. And I first went down as a liaison for the Surgeon General's office, and then later on I moved over to the Black Hawk Helicopter Project Manager's office, and that was the office that managed all the procurement of Black Hawk helicopters, where I, in that entire command, I was the only medical guy there. And I worked a project directly of outfitting the Black Hawk helicopter with better medical equipment. Made a lot of trips to San Antonio, Texas to work with the combat developers, the medical combat developers down there, a few to the Surgeon General's office for briefings, and did a lot of work and frequent trips to Denver, Colorado to an organization out there that was creating the equipment we needed and putting them into civil helicopters. To the best of my knowledge, a lot of the stuff I was working on 22 years ago is now in the production of medical aircraft that are being used in the field in Afghanistan and were used in Iraq. So that's kind of a thumbnail sketch of my career. I did spend 13 months in Korea in 79 and 80 flying on the DMZ, providing helicopter ambulance support not only for the 2nd Infantry Division, U.S., but also for the Korean soldiers that were on the DMZ. So I've had a varied and interesting career, and had a lot of fun doing it. I couldn't believe they paid me to do that. Now, I will note that in that entire time, although the balloon went up a couple of times in Panama and Grenada and places like that, I was never deployed to combat. When I was in St. Louis, I was on a replacement list to go to Iraq for Desert Storm, and I was the next one on the list when all that wrapped up. So I never did get deployed to combat. I was fortunate from that aspect, but I certainly hold in great regard anybody that has served in combat, because they're just a notch above me as far as I'm concerned. This tribute that Bert put together along with my family is quite an honor. And I'm very pleased that they think that much of what I did in my career. It was a good career. It was a good life. And the retirement is pretty good, too. So that's kind of where I'm at on that whole piece of it.
Well, thank you very much for sharing all that. And we really appreciate your service to our country. And obviously your burden and your whole family does, too. That I did the same for my daughter and her husband. They both served, and he was in Iraq twice. So having a tribute like this is really exciting. And, Bert, talk
yes,
a little
it
bit
is.
More about the tribute you set up.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, to me, this is exactly what the Patriots Parade is all about. It's about giving a voice to folks who want to, you know, honor and tribute the service members. It's the service members that have deployed. And it's also bringing attention to the efforts made by folks that haven't deployed and letting people know that the military does more than shoot people and blow stuff up and what they've done to contribute to our civilian life as well. So when I got the idea for the tribute, I had the idea for a while, and I talked to my mom and sister about it, and we were trying to come up with kind of a concept or a plan where we could do kind of that concept of doing a personal summit for Dad. And then that's when World Team Sports called up and invited me to join their 120-mile bike ride from the Pentagon to Gettysburg, which was a really, really cool experience.
Yeah, that was really
a fun
experience.
You know, I've found, yeah, it is. And so I felt like that was the answer. So I packed up one of our Repatriot flags and carried it with my team and did the 120-mile bike ride. And the interesting thing was, such thing as coincidence, the team I was on with, every veteran that was on the team, I think we had 7 veterans on the team, and every one of them was either a flight medic that had rode in the Black Hawk or somebody that had been rescued by one. And so that was pretty neat. I kind of told them what my dad did in his career and things along those lines. And so at the end of it, we took some pictures holding up our Repatriot flag, and 2 Marines that were there took the ceremony of folding that flag quite seriously, which I appreciated. And we folded it up and got a display box and had my sister write a tribute to Dad. My mom wrote one, and I wrote a little one. And we all put it together in one package and presented it to him as a gift. And it was pretty cool.
I
appreciate
have to add,
that.
It's quite cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Appreciate that. I appreciate you setting this up. I know you talked to me about it quite a while back, with the plans and all that. And as soon as it went live, you know, I immediately put a tribute on for my daughter. Like you, sir, you know, she was never deployed, but she served. Everybody who serves, you know, we thank them for their service. And my son-in-law, who's in Iraq twice, and having a tribute like this is great. And we had another caller supposed to call in. I think she's having problems doing that. But, Bert, if you don't mind, could you talk about the PatriotParade.org site and how it works?
Sure. So obviously the first step is to go and visit PatriotsParade.org. And when you go on there, you up at the home page, you can see how it's split up into decades of history. And our thought was, as an education awareness piece, let's share the history of the U.S. military, highlight all the humanitarian actions, things that they've done along those lines. And when you go to the page, the first thing you see is our banner, and then you can see a lot of the tributes that have been done recently up under that banner. Further down, we do have the spots where you can look at the history and click on a bar that says Military Decades. And the cool thing is, under that history, all the people that served under that decade that have been honored are listed, and you can see their photos and read their bios and things along those lines. So when you're on the page, there's also a bar at the top that says Create a Tribute. And when you create a tribute, we ask you to go on and register and give your name, email, things like that, so that we can verify your identity and send you verification email when your post has been accepted and things along those lines. Once you fill out the registration and put your favorite R4 member into the contest field, then you simply register, log in, and setting up the tributes is really easy. If anybody's familiar with
mm-hmm.
doing a Word document and things along those lines, it's quite a bit like that, where you just post the photos up where you want them, tell your story. It can be 2 sentences. It can be 10 pages. It's up to you and whatever you want to say. And then once you've created the free tribute that we have going on now, you can share that across social media platforms. You can, if it's a living friend or relative, you can post it to their Facebook page, your own Facebook page. We can tweet it. We can get on LinkedIn and share it. And it's just a really neat way, again, to show your appreciation. Let our troops know you appreciate them. Make that special veteran in your life feel special. And share it with the world.
Absolutely. Now, it says in the promotion on the website that this is all about the launch of the Patriots Parade Initiative to honor and benefit U.S. military members, establishing the world's longest virtual military tribute history book. Can you describe a little bit more? What does that mean, world's longest virtual military tribute history book?
Well, and Eva can jump on with me on this as well, but I feel like
okay.
What we're doing is we're preserving the stories. We're providing a platform for civilians and military alike to go and tell the stories of their loved ones that have served and what it meant to them, what they went through, any of those experiences. The sky's the limit. And so using that idea of the history book is saying we're going to create the longest world's history book of people paying tributes to those service members, be it an ancestor or a current day family member or friend, battle buddy.
Well,
exactly.
And this is Eva, and what I think what's really unique about what we're doing is we have the different military eras listed on the website, and what's going to happen with all of the tributes that are posted there is any given military era is going to come alive with the stories of those that were actually in the field or even behind the scenes, and those stories that contributed to that particular era in our military history. So in other words, it's going to really give the viewer a firsthand experience of what happened during those military eras by those tributes being linked to those eras.
Okay, I appreciate that clarifying. And Eva, you talked a little bit about in the beginning about joining, I have a couple questions. Is there a cost to put a tribute on? And then talk about the new one, just announced, really, the Patriot Parade contest.
Yes, we actually are going to offer the ability to post a tribute for free between now and Veterans Day, which is November 11th. And we're not asking for any fees, which would, of course, be donated back to the veteran services that we provide through our Whore Alliance. But between now and then, anyone can get on to patriotsparade.org and create a tribute for free between now and Veterans Day. And we have a whole variety of nonprofit organizations, member organizations that are affiliated with our Whore Alliance. And we are going to be running a promotion with them, which I will let Bert talk a little bit more about. But I think the most important thing is we really want to encourage people to log on and create a tribute or write something special about someone that they know in their lives or in their ancestry who has given service to the U.S. military and place it under the era that they served, or simply just create a tribute. And we will be happy to help facilitate it under the correct era. So our biggest goal right now is to build a community and create some exciting stories of military service for those who have done so much to defend our freedom. And we're so excited and honored to be a part of telling these stories. And we thank everybody who's listening for their dedication to our country.
So is the call to action then to get people, to encourage people to put a tribute on as many as possible up to Veterans Day at no cost and build it from there?
Yeah, and you cut me on my heels a little bit, Bob. I wasn't ready to talk about the website. I'm going to sum that up much easier. Go to patriotsparade.org, register, create a tribute. Easy as that.
Perfect. Easy.
And we have been sponsoring, we've mentioned a few times, but we're sponsoring a competition where the R4 Alliance member who gets the most free tributes posted between now and Veterans Day is going to get $1,000 gift from R4 Alliance for their program, a press release, and special recognition in our newsletter, So for those of you out there that are fans of some of our member programs, get on there, help them out, help them win that $1,000, help tell your story and preserve that story.
So let me see if I have this right. So we have, right now you have, 61 members across the country, and you have strategic partners, right, all over the country?
Yeah, I would say if you added up all of our nonprofit members and nonprofit partners, we are, we're about 65, 68 strong.
Okay, 68 strong, and they're working with veterans all across America, military families all across America, many, 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 many thousands. So they go out, they put a tribute within their families, right, who are serving, and then get the word out to all these veterans and military families that they're working with, and the one who has the most tributes posted by Veterans Day with their organization name posted with the tribute, they get $1,000.
$1,000 in the press release about the winner and the recognition, all three. And it's exciting.
Wow.
We just pulled the trigger on this this morning, and we've already seen some new posts coming from our member contacts.
Excellent. Okay, well that's great.
And I have to mention, this is Eva jumping in, that $1,000 is a grant to the nonprofit organization from the R4 Alliance.
Right.
So that money will be used toward veteran services through our recreational therapy program. And I also want to mention the fact that we do offer services in all 50 of the United States. So anybody listening anywhere can contribute and get involved and know that there are services available throughout the entire United States. Really, every state that we serve includes every state in the United States.
By participating in the Patriots Parade, you do have the opportunity to help your local veterans by helping the member programs that serve in that area take this contest. I'm excited to see the results.
Oh, me too. I'm looking forward. I'm looking forward to hearing your reports. Matter of fact, we have another program coming up with some of the leaders of R4 Alliance, October 15th, I believe it is. So we can give a report then, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, the October 15th program is specifically to talk about the October 21st and 23rd, 2015 National R4 Alliance Conference, where veterans and leaders and coming from all across America. Why don't you just talk a little bit about that and how they find out more?
Sure. We're really excited about our second annual membership conference. We've got a good turnout. We've grown so much since last year. It's going to be a great opportunity to see old faces and old friends and finally make that face-to-face contact with all these other folks that we've been working with. And so more on that on the show coming up, but we're real excited about it. It'll be in the Villages in Orlando, and I think we're anticipating a good show from all of our members and cohorts and others in our network.
Right, and the members can register at some point. You're going to put that out there to have a maybe up to 10-minute video episode filmed with them, with me and Mark, right?
Yeah, while we're at the conference, we're going to be doing a live show with Talking with Heroes, and then we're offering out to our members. We're going to have a professional videographer set up, Bob interviewing, and we're going to take the time to allow them the opportunity to create a quick YouTube video interview, tell about their program, and then R4, Talking with Heroes, and I imagine their own organization will post that up and combine influence as a force multiplier and help bring some attention to some of these great programs.
Exactly. Good. Well, I'm looking forward to it. And, of course, some of you who have heard me talk about my daughter probably more than a few times, she's going to be there helping too. So I'm excited about that with one of my grandchildren. Okay, so why don't you give the websites out again, the Patriot Parade one first?
Sure. It's just www.patriots, with an S on the end, parade.org.
Okay, and the R4 Alliance?
Is r4alliance.org.
Okay, now you can find them on Facebook by putting in R4 Alliance, And on Twitter, it's R4 Alliance as well, right?
And also on LinkedIn.
And on LinkedIn. Thank you. Thank you, Bert. Okay. You know me by now, Bert. You know, I don't like closing a program without giving a shout-out to the troops. Lieutenant Colonel Gillette, would you like to do that first?
Sure. Sure, I'd be proud to. To all my fellow officers and enlisted men and women in the Army, I give you a hearty hoo-ah. And to all the other soldiers, sailors, airmen, Navy personnel, and Coast Guard personnel, I wish every one of you, wherever you are in this country or in the world, turn home.
Okay. Eva, you want to go next?
Absolutely. Thank you so much to everyone who's listening for your service. We sincerely appreciate all of your help and support, and we, in turn, are here at the R4 Alliance to help you with your needs. So keep that in mind and be safe.
Bert?
And all those folks that are in the field, all those folks that are listening, all the folks that are blessed and came home safe, come and reach out to us. We serve all of our military family. We serve kids, we serve spouses, we serve veterans, we serve active duty, we serve healthy, we serve folks with ailments and disabilities. We cover the whole gamut. So all I can say is, if you're away, please come home safe. Look us up when you get here. If you're home safe, come check us out. We'd love to have you come out and play.
Great. Well, thank you so much. I'm glad we got to do this program tonight, and looking forward to the program getting out to be listened to by many, many people across America. Before we close, is there any last thing you'd like to say to the American people, any of you?
Support R4. We're going to change the scope of the nonprofit world. We're bringing the best people together, the best minds, to collaborate and accomplish better things and improve services. So come and support us. Go post a tribute on Patriots Parade, and we'll look forward to seeing you on the site.
Great. Anybody
always
else?
Support
yeah.
our troops, whatever. always support our troops, whatever their lot in life may be.
Yes, and please come and post a tribute on patriotsparade.org. We'd love to hear your story or someone that you know of.
Absolutely, and it's free until Veterans Day 2015. That's exciting. There's no cost whatsoever. You just get to put a tribute to somebody in your family or friend or coworker, somebody that you care about, and you really want to show them how much you appreciate their service. So, okay, great. Well, thank you very much for being on the program tonight. Thank you for what you're all doing for our troops, for our military families, for the veterans. We really appreciate that, and I'm looking forward to seeing you all in October at the R4 Alliance National Conference. Thank you. So, folks, you've been listening again on TalkingWithHeroes.com. This is our regular weekly R4Alliance.org program. We've been talking tonight about the Patriots Parade.org, and so go check it out. It's free. Tell everybody you know that has served, that is serving, the military families you know. Just let everybody know that we are serious about establishing the world's longest virtual military tribute history book at patriotsparade.org. So thank you for listening, and appreciate all of you who are sharing the programs and are going to share this program and put your comments on our social media posts. To all of our men and women who have served and who are serving, thank you for your service to our country. And to all of you men and women who are maybe in different places around the world where you could be in harm's way, be safe, stay alert, come back home soon. God bless you. God bless America.